No.
I have a woman, this woman in a wheelchair, and she got on downtown, no fear, just let him on. Then she's trying to move, where she doesn't want to be secure the first time, and then, so I secured her. Now she's trying to move again. And she told me that she's going to 166. And also, her pants are wet and smell, so I don't know if you need to sanitize my pants now.
Well, you're almost at Park Rose, so that's good for you. Her pants probably are wet. Thank goodness she's sitting in her seat and not one of ours to contaminate others. Sorry about the smell. As far as fare, don't worry about fare. Just follow the policy and hit the ferry region, which I'm sure you did. Don't let that get to you. And good job being observant of her moving around when you're also driving. Just use caution. Do what you have to do to make it as safe as possible. Make sure you hit the human refusal so it's documented she refused that. And just do what you can. Be the professional that you are, which I know you're doing, and let me know if anything changes where I can help you out.
Yes, I did the securement thing with the first time. I actually two of them. But when she's trying to move without the securement, that's becoming a problem to me, so I secure her without her permission. Right now she's secure. Probably I told her she needs the bus 21, so I don't know if the other bus will take her because she's wet. So thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, don't secure the individuals if they don't want to be. If they're moving around, pull over and hold them and send their priority to us, and we'll take it over. But in the future, do not secure those who refuse it.
Well, she moved three times when the bus is moving.
Right. And so you just need to pull over, send a PRTT, and let us take care of it. Next time, do not secure anybody that does not want to be secured.
I understand. Copy. Thank you.
Thank you. 9-3.